This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said the Parliament has passed the Vikshit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin, Vikshit Bharat Jiramji Bill, keeping present needs in mind and to remove shortcomings of the earlier MG Narega scheme. He was addressing media at a press conference in Bhopal today. Mr. Chauhan said Vikshit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin has been linked with the Prime Minister's Gati Shakti initiative to make it more effective. The minister said the proposal being brought by the Punjab government in the State Assembly against Vikshit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Act is against the federal structure of the country. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khalida Jia passed away at a hospital in Dhaka this morning. She was 80. This was disclosed by BNP in a social media post. BNP's media cell said Khalida Jia breathed her last while receiving medical care at a private hospital. Khalida Jia, a two-time prime minister, was one of the most prominent figures in Bangladesh's politics for decades and served as BNP chairperson for many years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over her demise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is interacting with eminent economists and sectoral experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi to seek their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2026-27. The meeting will serve as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. The discussions are also likely to cover areas where further reforms may be required to support growth, strengthen macroeconomic stability, and address emerging challenges. The interaction at Niti Aayog is expected to provide valuable insights as the government prepares for the next phase of economic planning. Six people lost their lives in a bus accident at Vinayak area of Almora district in Uttarakhand today. According to the State Disaster Response Force, the bus was travelling from Bhikiyasan to Ramnagar and had around 17 to 18 people on board. The injured are receiving treatment at the government hospital in Bhikiyasan. After the accident, the administration and rescue teams rushed to the spot. Rescue operation is underway. The National Human Rights Commission has taken cognizance of the murder of a Tripura student, Angel Chakma, in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. A bench presided over by member of NHRC, Priyanka Nungu, has issued a notice to the state government calling for a detailed report on the action taken in the matter so far. The commission has directed the Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police of Uttarakhand to ensure the safety and security of students from the northeast across the state. Chakma, an MBA student, was attacked by a group of miscreants in Dehradun on 9th December and later died while undergoing treatment at the hospital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed deep concern over reports on alleged Ukraine attack on the residence of the Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a social media post, the Prime Minister urged all concerned parties to remain focused on the ongoing diplomatic efforts and to avoid any actions that could undermine them. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called the first sunrise festival at Dong Valley of Andau District a magical experience. Mr. Khandu said the five-day-long festival is expected to create meaningful opportunities for local entrepreneurs, encourage sustainable tourism, and help small businesses flourish. Further adding that a decade from now, the goal is to see this festival grow while strictly following the principle of leave no trash, leave no trace. Strict measures have been taken in Alappuzha district in Kerala to bring the avian flu situation under control. After samples sent to the National Institute of Virology, Pune, an emerging meeting was convened and containment measures were immediately initiated. Poultry within 1 kilometer radius of the epicenter were ordered to be culled and around 28,000 birds were culled within 2 days. Dense fog condition in the northern part of the country impacted train and flight operations today. According to the Delhi Division of Railways, over 20 Delhi-bound trains are running more than 3 hours late. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.